Several weeks after Bruno arrived at Outwith with his family, and with no prospect of a visit on the horizon from either Carl or Daniel or Martin, he decided that he'd better start to find some way to entertain himself, or he would slowly go mad. Bruno had only known one person whom he considered to be mad, and that was Herr Roller, a man of about the same age as father, who lived round the corner from him back at the old house in Berlin. He was often seen walking up and down the street at all hours of the day or night, having terrible arguments with himself. Sometimes, in the middle of these arguments, the dispute would get out of hand, and he would try to punch the shadow he was throwing up against the wall. From time to time he fought so hard that he banged his fists against the brickwork, and they bled, and then he would fall onto his knees and start crying loudly and slapping his hands against his head. On a few occasions, Bruno had heard him using those words that he wasn't allowed to use, and when he did this, Bruno had to stop himself from giggling. "You shouldn't laugh at poor Herr Roller," Mother had told him one afternoon when he had related the story of his latest escapade. "You have no idea what he's been through in his life."
"He's crazy," Bruno said, twirling a finger in circles around the side of his head and whistling to indicate just how crazy he thought he was. "He went up to a cat on the street the other day and invited her over for afternoon tea."
"What did the cat say?"
asked Gretel, who was making a sandwich in the corner of the kitchen.
"Nothing," explained Bruno. "It was a cat."
"I mean it," Mother insisted. "Franz was a very lovely young man. I knew him when I was a little girl. He was kind and thoughtful, and could make his way around a dance floor like Fred Astaire. But he suffered a terrible injury during the Great War, an injury to his head, and that's why he behaves as he does now. It's nothing to laugh at. You have no idea of what the young men went through back then. They're suffering." Bruno had only been 6 years old at the time, and wasn't quite sure what Mother was referring to. "It was many years ago," she explained when he asked her about it, "before you were born. Franz was one of the young men who fought for us in the trenches. Your father knew him very well back then. I believe they served together."
"And what happened to him?" asked Bruno.
"It doesn't matter," said Mother. "War is not a fit subject for conversation. I'm afraid we'll be spending too much time talking about it soon." That had been just over 3 years before they all arrived at Outwith, and Bruno hadn't spent much time thinking about Herr Roller in the meantime. But he suddenly became convinced that if he didn't do something sensible, something to put his mind to some use, then before he knew it, he would be wandering around the streets having fights with himself and inviting domestic animals to social occasions too.